And the second question that came is about Kashi Yatra and taking sand and water from, you walk from, or nowadays go by train, from Kashi to Rameshwaram, and then you bring some water and sand, and then you bathe with water from Rameshwaram, you bathe Vishwanath in Kashi, something like that. I was asked about the significance. The answer is, I don't know. It's got no direct, it's even difficult to find any indirect relationship to Krishna consciousness. It won't help you, knowing or not knowing won't make any difference to our life in Krishna consciousness. So the question should be that are relevant to advancement in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise there are so many questions you could ask. What are the significance of the different yatras to Kedarnath and so many things. But we want to concentrate on Krishna consciousness. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited both Rameshwaram and Varanasi. So, I've also visited. We're not against going to these places, but all these different rituals, they have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. Some of them do. It's just like we find in the Bhagavatam. I think anyone who's read Srimad Bhagavatam, they can understand that this question is not worth asking, because at the beginning of Bhagavatam, we find the sages at Naimisharanya. They ask, they tell Suta Goswami that you've studied all the different shastras. You know, you'll probably find the answer to this question in some Purana. So Suta Goswami, he spoke so many Puranas, not only Bhagavat Purana, but then the sages asked him, well, you know, you've studied so many things, now tell us about the really important thing that can help us, especially in the age of Kali, people prayanau payusha sabhya kalava svinyuge janaha. Mandasu manda mateyo manda bhagyahi upadruta. People in this iron age of Kali mostly have short lives. They're stupid. They're of bad mentality. They're unlucky. Their minds are always disturbed. So what is it that's going to help them? So the reply was not to go from Kashi to Rameshwaram and bring some water and bring it back. And that definitely wasn't the reply. Yet Krishna Samprasya. The question which is in relation to Krishna. So indirectly everything's in relation to Krishna, but we're interested in what's directly in relationship with Krishna. Due to being indirect, we're all in this material world. Everything's in relation to Krishna, directly or indirectly, but indirectly we remain in the material world, including however many times you go from Kashi to Rameshwaram and back, you're still going to be in the material world. It's not going to take you. Of course, if you die in Kashi, then Lord Shiva will come and shout Ram in your ear. So that's the advantage. Better stay in Kashi. But we chant Ram, Ram all the time. So